the playoff race is tightening up quick, Joseph. Quick, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If last Saturday was chaos Saturday, this Saturday and next Saturday are prove it Saturday.
And you know what? The biggest one right now, we'll keep it in the home state as a Vol fan, Tennessee versus Florida Saturday night. It is going to be a get right game for Tennessee. They absolutely have to come back and find that offense, brother. It's got to be found somewhere. Arkansas, a little bit of a trap game. They're a good team, don't get me wrong, but that was a trap game for Tennessee. Got to bounce back against Florida. It's the get over the hump game. No matter how good either one of these teams is, it still feels like Florida has you in a slight stranglehold as a Tennessee fan. Mm-hmm. A lot of years of hurt. It doesn't matter what standard you think this team is at. DJ Lagway is a good quarterback for Florida. Graham Mertz is a good quarterback for Florida sometimes. You never know what you're going to get. Nico's got to be our good quarterback. We got to find that again, buddy. Yep. So anything you got real quick on Florida and Tennessee?
I think your big thing here is you want to reestablish Nico's confidence. But it's another start under his belt. Get him some confidence, you know, start early, get some easy throws, and then let him just sling that thing, man. Because, I mean, you are a better team than Florida. And I know it's a rivalry. I know they get under your skin, but there's no reason that you shouldn't win this game and going away win this game in terms of how good your defense is played and how good that offense can be from a ceiling standpoint. This is a crucial week for that offense's confidence as a whole and Nico's confidence. So I want to see Nico go out and sling it.
Well, you got the tier one game. What's going down, bro?
Biggest game of the weekend. It is Ohio State making the long trek out to Eugene, Oregon to play Dylan Gabriel and Dan Lanning and the Ducks. This is by far the hardest test for both of these teams this year. I'm very interested to see how both of these quarterbacks handle obviously the toughest defenses they have played up to this point. Dylan Gabriel kind of scared me a little bit in the Michigan State game last Friday with some picks in the red zone. That's not something that's going to fly against a team like this. That's not something that you're going to be able to do against Ohio State and have hopes to win this game. You got to convert those into touchdowns. You can't settle for field goals. And I want to see Will Howard kind of similar to Nico. I want to see Will Howard sling it. I don't want to see him because I don't think you're going to be able to do what you've done in these early games where Will Howard's been able to just kind of, well, let's hit Jeremiah Smith on a screen. Let's hit Emeka Abuka on a slant. Let's hit Carnell Tate on like a little in route and they take it 75 yards, 65 yards, 55 yards and score. Like, I think you're going to have to make some tight window throws if you're Will Howard, if you want to win this game. So I'm excited to see who comes out and gets the better of the other defense and how these quarterbacks look in definitely what is their first test of the season.
100%.
Yes.
Going to be an awesome college football weekend. A quick touch on the NFL, man. As a resident Titans fan, I'm going to tell you guys, this is another get-right game. It's rivalry week for me as a Titans fan. I think the Colts are my least favorite team. And you want to see if Will Levis is going to earn his job. They've talked about keeping him all week. Like, he is our guy. We're going to keep riding this wave. We'll see, man. It's entertaining football, even if it's bad football. So we'll see how that works out for the Titans. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's going to be right. If Will Levis doesn't improve, it's going to be a long season. I mean, it's already been a long season, and we're only 5 weeks in, but it's just going to get longer.
Man, I appreciate you. Gino, you're the man. Appreciate you letting us have this little spot at Chatted Up Sports. For myself, Chase Green, my boy Joseph Guthrie, for all the boys at Chatted Up Sports, we thank you. Y'all have a great weekend. Get ready for the best 2 weekends of college football all year.